Page 138. Read. Olga's flute.
When Olga plays her flute, she feels many things. High and slow notes make her feel happy. And the low, long notes can make her feel sleepy. When Olga plays a fast tune, she feels like she is flying. Olga's school is having a big concert tonight. Olga plays second flute, so if the first flute player gets sick, Olga can play his or her part. Today, Olga goes to school early for extra practice. Her music teacher is waiting for her.
"Alonso has the flu," Mr. Perez tells Olga. "You must play his part tonight."
Olga is very worried.
"Alonso is the best flute player in the school," she says. "I'm not good enough."
Mr. Perez smiles.
"You practice every day, Olga," he tells her. "Alonso plays well, but so do you. Please try, Olga."
She closes her eyes and begins to play. But this morning she feels nervous. The high notes are hard to reach, and the fast notes are difficult to play. The quiet part seems too loud. When Olga finishes, her eyes fill with tears.
"I wish I could play like Alonso," she says.
Mr. Perez pushes a button on his computer, and Olga hears music. She thinks it is Alonso's flute solo. She imagines butterflies on the high notes. The fast notes sound like hummingbirds or rain. The low, quiet notes are like snow falling.
"That's beautiful. I wish I played like that," Olga says.
Mr. Perez smiles.
"Olga, I recorded you just now. That's you playing."
Olga is amazed.
"Do I really sound like that?"
she asks.
Mr. Perez laughs. "You should listen when you play."
"I do listen, but I'm often too nervous," Olga says.
"Don't worry tonight," Mr. Perez tells her. "You work hard and you play well, but never forget to have fun and enjoy the music. You're a great musician."